PCOS.
昨天早晨我在带我们的孙女出去骑自行车。
So yesterday morning I took my grandkids to go biking.
我买了一个车小的车座啊，放在我的车的龙头和我大人的座椅的中间。
So we bought little seats for the front and the back, and the adult was in the middle.
但因为当时我没有考虑到它有多大了，结果买小了，很小一点点。
So I didn't realize how the size of my grandkids, and so the seat I bought was a little small.
Yeah, 我把那个我的孙女把她放在那个座位上的时候，她就整个人就只能是被因为受那个座位的限制，只能卷在一起。
So when I put my granddaughter in the front basket, she had to squish.
Yeah, 然后我就说，我说你舒服吗？你坐在那儿。
So I asked her, are you comfortable sitting like that?
他告诉我用英语告诉我说 ，Life is not always comfortable in the world.
She told me very seriously, life is not always comfortable in this world.
我很吃惊，四岁的小孩怎么讲出这么有哲理的话？我就问他，你在哪儿学的
？So I wondered how a four-year-old could say such a statement. So I asked her, where did you learn this?
I knew it.
She replied, I just knew it.
后来我觉得不可能，你这么多话的话，在 life in this world is not comfortable. 就是我们。生活在这个世界上不可能这么一直都舒服的。
And so, but then I thought that's not likely that she could say that this life is not comfortable.
后来我问了她很多，她就说：“哦，老师taught me that。”
Oh, and then after I asked her a couple more times, she finally said her teacher taught her that.
所以今天确实像弟兄所唱的那首诗歌一样。
And so it's just as the hymn that our brother just led us in singing.
在这个世界上我们不可能永远都很。
In this world, we can't be always comfortable.
好，我们一起来读两处的圣经。
So let's read two passages in scripture together.
我们先来看马太福音第六章。
We read Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
然后第九节到第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
马太福音第六章第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们今天要分享的。这个我们一同要分享的这个信息的题目就是取自于第十节，愿你的国降临。
And so the topic that we want to discuss today is in verse 10, your kingdom come.
我们再来看马太福音第二十四章。
And then let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
好，我们看第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
马太福音第二十四章第一节，耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒进前来，把殿宇指给他看。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 1, Jesus came out from the temple and was going away when his disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him.
这个殿宇呢，就是耶路撒冷的圣殿，被希律王，就是一个不信耶稣、不信神的人，把他，因为他是当时的那个。当地的那个执政者嘛，就把那电话那个殿，神的殿美化的不得了啊，有很大的石头，有很漂亮的外表。
So this temple building that is mentioned here, the temple in Jerusalem that was raised by a conquering foreign king who came in, and the temple originally had really big stones and was quite beautiful.
Yeah, appearance. 那么门徒就告诉，其实这儿我们读这个地方。别的地方也有记载啊，门徒在给耶稣说：“一看这个石头有多大，这个殿宇有多宏伟，就这个意思啊，叫炫耀。”
And in other places in Scripture, it's recorded that the disciples were trying to show to the Lord Jesus, "Look how big these stones are, how magnificent."
耶稣第二节，耶稣对他们说：“你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头。”留在石头上不被拆毁。
And verse 2, and he said to them, do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down.
哇，门徒听到这儿觉得怎么可能会这样呢？耶路撒冷可是神的圣城，那个殿是神的殿，这么宏伟浩大的是神的殿，怎么可？而且圣经甚至告诉以色列人，这些门徒就是以色列人。
And so, his disciples, would ask him, you know, how can this be? Because Jerusalem is the holy city, and this temple is the Lord's temple. So, how could this happen?
因为旧约圣经甚至预言说，将来有一天，万国万民都会到耶路撒冷，在这个圣殿里边去寻求神，去敬拜神。
And there is this prophecy that, in the end, all the people and nations will come to Jerusalem to worship God.
怎么主耶稣在这儿讲？这个殿将来有一天没有一块石头留在一块石头上不被拆毁。
So then how could the Lord Jesus say that there in this temple not one stone will be upon another?
第三节啊，耶稣在橄榄山就是在那个殿的对面一个山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
In verse 3, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, and this is the mountain across from the temple, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when these things will happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age.
耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
And Jesus answered and said to them, see to it that no one misleads you.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
父，我们谢谢你今天早晨你把我们众弟兄姊妹还有很多还在寻求你的福音朋友带到我们中间。
Father God, we thank you that this morning you've brought together all the brothers and sisters and those that who are also seeking you before you today.
我们祈求你借着你的圣灵对每一个人讲话。
We ask that you would through your spirit, Holy Spirit, speak to each and every one of us.
特别在这一个世界末日的最后一段时间，
Especially at this time, which is the end of time.
太多的事情迷惑我们。
There's so many things that can befuddle us.
我们多么希望能够看见你要给这个地上带来的。
And we want to see more of what it is that you will bring to this earth.
更是看见你要给我们带来的将来的那个国，那个天国。
And we want to see more of this kingdom of heaven that you will bring to us.
好使我们来相信。
And may we believe and have faith.
甚至可以进到将来的那个天国里。
That we could enter into this kingdom of heaven.
祝福每一个在座的。
And would you bless each one of each person sitting here?
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, 我们今天有点特别哈，我们可能要讲一点时事政治。
So today we're going to it's going to be a little bit special because we're going to talk a little bit about current events and political affairs.
一般情况我们在这里在教会的讲台上我们尽量避免讲时事和政治。
So normally when we stand up here on the pulpit we try to avoid current events or political things.
因为呢我们每个人我们生长的背景啊成长的背景都不一样。
And that's because all of us here have different backgrounds.
我们对很多世界上的事情的观点也会不一样。
And so therefore our understanding and perception of what's happening around us is also different.
所以为了保守啊，保守的教会的合一，圣经告诉我们要竭力的保守教会的合一。
And so therefore to preserve the unity, and the Bible tells us that we need to work to preserve this unity.
不因为世界上的一些事情让弟兄姊妹造成分裂。
We shouldn't allow things happening in this world to cause division among brothers.
甚至弟兄姊妹因为观点跟不同吵起来了就被跌倒了。
Or,
绝对要避免这样的事。
Or we want to avoid having brothers and sisters stumble because of arguments that may come up.
而且大家都知道，最近不知道为什么，最近这很多年来，这社会很多争议性的议题越来越多。
And not sure why, but recently there are more and more controversial things happening.
所以为了避免啊，如果只要是不违背神的话，我们一般教会都避免选边站。
And so then, therefore, as long as what's happening doesn't go against God's word, we avoid taking sides.
更重要的原因
And more importantly,
就像刚才弟兄在这里告诉我们的，
as our brother told us earlier,
我们主耶稣说，我不属于这个世界。
Our Lord Jesus said that I do not belong to this world.
所以你们就是他的教会，也不属于这个世界。
Therefore, you as his church also do not belong to this world.
教会真正应该关心的，乃是在这个世界里面传扬耶稣基督和他的救恩。
So what the church should focus on is to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation.
但是我们今天这个题目呢，没办法回避一些时事政治的问题。
But our topic today is very difficult to avoid talking about current events.
因为要讲到将来有一个国要降临这个地上。
Because it talks about a kingdom that will come to this earth eventually.
刚才我们都已经看了，我们读的圣经马太福音第六章是主耶稣教门徒的一个祷告的祷告。
So we just read in Matthew chapter 6. This is a prayer that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
也是很多教会今天地上很多教会每个主日都要背诵的啊，背诵多了我们都忘了那个意思是什么。
And many churches today have the congregation memorize it, and they memorize it so much that its meaning has been lost.
我们都知道，在初代的教会和弟兄姊妹
，We all know that the early church and the early brothers and sisters.
无论是教会还是每一个基督徒，都有个非常迫切的盼望。
Whether it's the church or the saints, they had this very fervent and urgent hope.
就是愿主的国能够早日降临。
That the kingdom of God would come quickly.
但是随着时间的推移啊，我们的主耶稣迟迟的没有回来。
But as time went on and the Lord delayed his return,
慢慢的啊，神的儿女教会就开始啊，就开始没有那么迫切了。
Many of God's children in the church were not as fervent.
甚至到了后来啊，更后，如果你去看教会历史，教会也好，基督徒也好，都不再确定究竟有这么一个国度会降临地上了。
And so then if you take a look at church history further down the line, then the concept of whether or not there is this kingdom is questioned.
或者是这个 kingdom 会降临在地上吗？
And whether or not this kingdom will come to earth is questioned.
然后有的基督徒在想，也许神是要我们来建造这样一个天国。
And then some Christians started to believe that maybe the Lord wants us to build this kingdom.
这就是我们常常所说的乌托邦。
And this is something that we commonly call as utopia.
这个词呢，最近因为纽约市市长的选举啊，这个词突然在这个媒体自媒体里边频繁的出现，就是乌托邦。
So this concept of utopia has recently been become more apparent in media and social media, especially with the
New York City
mayor election.
Yes.因为这个纽约市长这个候选人在竞选的时候，当然现当选了，他在竞选的时候，他有比较大的承诺。
And so during the campaign, and of course he's been elected now, he has several big promises.
他说要冻结房租，要政府来新建一些廉价的房子租给穷的人。
And so he talked about freezing rent and building affordable housing.
Right, 然后呢，要政府要开一些什么 grocery store， 就是杂货店啊。
And the government would open grocery stores.
免费公交，免费托儿幼儿的托，那个叫托儿所那样的。
And then there would be free public transportation and free childcare.
非常美好的愿景。
This is a very beautiful vision.
但是对于我们这些从中国大陆来的，尤其稍微老一点，像我这样的，我们一点都不陌生这些事情。
But for us who came from China, especially those of us who are more senior, this type of vision is not uncommon to us.
我记得我小的时候就已经经历了所有他说的这些。
I remember when I was young, I had already experienced everything that he was saying.
我们小的时候，我一直在回想房租是多少钱。我们家住的是政府给的公家的房子。
So I was thinking, how much did housing cost when I was younger? We lived in government housing.
大概我现在想起来换算成美元就是几分钱。
And if I convert it to American dollars, it's not too much.
Right. 还有呢，我们那个时候就是不能有自己的私人的 grocery store， 就是这种杂货店或者百货店，都是要在公家政府开的那种杂货店里面去买菜。
And back then, we also didn't have any privately owned stores or grocery stores. We had to go to the government-run stores.
我们小的时候，一到星期天就去排队买菜、买肉。
And every Sunday, we would get in line to buy meat and vegetables.
因为我们家最高兴的一件事是什么？
Do you know what the happiest time in our family was?
因为我爸爸是当地一个政府的不大不小的官员，可以开后门去买好的东西。
Because my father at that time was a government middleman, and so he could go in the back door to get the grocery store.
每次只有他能够带买回来的那个猪肉是最肥的，你知道，皮下面全是肥肉，那是我们家最高兴的时候。
And he would always get the best cup.Pork, the, you know, the ones where it's all fatty underneath, and so that's the happiest time.
Right, 因为我们每个星期才可能吃到一份肉，全家这么多人啊，只有吃肥肉才能够满足。
And so there were many mouths in our family, and so we had this chance to eat meat once a week, and so the fattiest meat was the one that could help us be more.
所以我知道今天看到大肥肉，我都会想到，哎呦，那个小的时候多幸福，吃到肥肉呢，今天没有人愿意吃。
And so whenever I see a fatty cut of meat, I always think back to those happy times in childhood, because nowadays no one wants to eat fat. And that time, the society was looking to be fair.
政府告诉我们，这是地上最优越的制度。
And the government told us that this is the most ideal situation on earth.
而且将来还会实现最完美的人类的制度，共产主义啊，社会主义要过渡到共产主义。
And so the government also told us that you know, we would overcome this society and go into perfection, which is communism.
但是你知道今天中国大家知道吗？比美国还更资本主义。
And so, but today, do you know that China is even worse off than America?
Yeah, it's even more capital.
Capitalist than America.
Even more than American today, right? 因为我们在那儿的就知道哈。那么乌托邦这个词是从哪里来的？
So, but where did this term or concept of utopia come from?
其实呢，乌托邦本是个希腊文哈，希腊字，希腊字的原文的意思就是个美好理想的社会。
It comes from the Greek, and the original Greek word is about a perfect ideal society.
其实它还有另外一个意思是有点意想不到的，这是一个从来不存在的社会。一方面它是非常完美理想，但另外一方面它有另外一个意思是不存在的。
And has another meaning which you may not guess. It means that a place does not exist. So on one hand, it's talking about a perfect ideal society, and also a place that does not exist.
Right. 我们都知道这个词来自于英国一个人文学家 humanist.
And so we know that this concept also originated from a English humanist.
Humanist, right? Yeah. He's a humanist.
Humanist.
Right. That's okay. Right. Yeah, you're right. Okay. 当时他因为他是个很虔诚的基督徒，他受了圣经关于天国的启发，他就觉得我们人可以建造一个这样的国家，这样的社会。
And so he was also a very serious Christian, and so he was inspired by this concept of the kingdom of heaven. So he felt that men could build this utopia.
我们人可以建造一个完全公平公义的一个平等父爱的社会。
And that man could build a perfectly fair and just and righteous society.
后来他这个观点就启发了后面的社会主义和共产主义的思想但这个历史很长了我们没有必要在这儿重复讲没有必要在这儿讲
And so later his concept inspired socialism, communism and throughout history you can see this but we don't have time to go into detail
Right, 社会主义和共产主义和当初他所提出这个乌托邦的理想社会有一点不同
And so, but these societies are, societal structures are quite different from his original utopian concept.
就是要把神从这个建造这个理想社会的这个过程中完全排除在外。
So these societal structures, they have removed God from the framework.
就像我们唱的国际歌，如果从大陆来的人，我们从小就唱，我现在很后悔，要是唱圣诗就好了，这个唱的国际歌，我随口就可以唱得出来。
It reminds me of the country's anthem, which I think is a pity. If we had sang hymns instead, it might have been better.
Yeah, national.
National anthem.
就是说，从来就没有什么，就从来就没有救世主。
So in the national anthem, it says that there was never a savior.
Right. No savior, right? 然后呢，要建造人类美好的社会，全靠我们自己。
And to realize a perfect society, you have to rely on yourself.
其实如果我们仔细看圣经，这些观念在圣经里边早就有了。
But if we look closely at the Bible, then these experiences also were already recorded.
挪亚方舟以后，那些人们开始在地上生活，就突然有个想法。
And so even after the flood in Noah's time, the people then had this thinking.
就是我们这些人要一起起来建造一个城，建造一个塔。
They said that, come let us build for ourselves a city and a tower.
这个塔顶要通天。然后可以传扬我们人的名。
And this tower top will reach the heavens and will make a name for ourselves.
其实这是人类最早的乌托邦。
And so this is actually man's earliest utopia.
这是讲到不信的人想要建造的。那么信的人呢？
And this is speaking of non-believers and what they want to build. But what about believers?
你知道美国政治的另外一个极端就是 MAGA 对吧？就是 Make America Great Again， 你知道这个运动，大家都知道，在美国。
Are you familiar with this American political movement called MAGA, Make America Great Again？
其实他们也承诺。
So they also have made promises。
他们说我要恢复常识，要恢复传统，要恢复基督教的价值观。
So they said that they want to restore.Common sense and tradition and Christian values.
哇，这个非常具有吸引力。
And this is very attractive.
我们都是，尤其是对基督徒。
Especially to Christians.
我们都知道，前一段时间被暗杀的 Charlie Kirk， 就是查理·柯克。
And so you may be familiar with a person who was recently assassinated, Charlie Kirk.
他就是其中被这个 MAGA 运动所吸引的。
And he was someone who believed in this MAGA movement.
甚至有牧师这样讲。
And there was even a pastor who said this.
如果全美国的基督徒要起来投票，
If all of the Christians in America got up and voted,
哪怕就是纽约，你看纽约的自身是基督徒的有62%-63%，如果他们都全部出来投票，按照 MAGA 运动的那种想法去投。
And even if it's just those who lived in New York, about 62%-63% of the New York population are Christians. If they went to vote,
美国一定是基督教的国家。
Then America would definitely be a Christian nation.
欧洲也一定是基督教的国家。
And Europe would be a Christian nation as well.
但是我们知道最近这个 MAGA 运动分裂了，对吧？
But also recently, you may know that there's been splintering in the MAGA movement.
你觉得他们真的能做到他们所承诺的那些吗？
Do you really think that they can accomplish all that they promised?
其实比他们虔诚的多得多的清教徒。早在美国建国初就已经在做这样的事了。
And so their predecessors, by years and years, the Puritans also already went through this experience.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，我们刚过感恩节啊，很多会回忆到当初美国还在没有美国这个国家还不存在的时候，清教徒在这块大地上要做的事情。
And so we just celebrated Thanksgiving, and oftentimes during this time, we will reflect on the Puritans and their work.
对他们。想要在美国，尤其是新英格兰哈，就是像马萨诸塞州、缅因州啊、那个康州啊这些地方，要建立一个三滇之城。
So their goal back then was in New England, to build a city upon a hill.
万众瞩目，成为人类的灯塔。
To be a beacon, for all of society.
后来随着这些清教徒的努力啊，这个福音在美国传的确实很广。这个时候有的非常虔诚的基督徒啊。比如说普林斯顿大学的前校长，那个时候，那个时候美国还没有独立啊，就说这个世界会变得越来越好，将迎来一个黄金时代，就是今天现任总统常常用的词，将迎来一个黄金时代千禧年。
And so because of their Puritans' work, gospel was spread in the New England area, and even the founding of several.Places like Princeton, and that Princeton president at one point even said that the society was getting better and better, and that there would be a golden age.
但是弟兄妹们朋友们，今天再回过头去看马萨诸塞州，看哈佛大学、耶鲁大学、普林斯顿大学这些清教徒所建立起来的大学，是最反对神的地方。
But if you look back now and you take a look at the state of Massachusetts, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, all these places that were supposedly founded on these Puritan values, if you look now, they are actually the ones most resistant to God.
是不是非常令人惊叹，令人迷惑？
Isn't it very astonishing and perplexing?
刚才我们读的这段圣经也是如此。
And so the passage in the Bible we just read is like this as well.
以色列是神的选民，耶路撒冷是神有带着神的名字的地方。
And so Israel was, and the Israelites were God's chosen place and people.
那个地方将来要成为万国万民所向往的地方，要在这里，要在那里，在殿里边敬拜神。
And that place represented where all the nations, all the peoples would come to the temple to worship God.
基督耶稣却告诉跟随他的门徒，将来在这里没有一块石头会留在一块石头上。
But instead, the Lord Jesus told his disciples that here not one stone would lay would be upon another.
你们要小心，免得有人迷惑你们。
Need to be careful lest you be misled.
末世的时代是一个非常迷惑人的时代。
And so the end times are a time of great confusion.
啊，而且更大的迷惑还在后面。
And a greater confusion and befuddlement is coming.
我们来再读两处的圣经。
Let's read two additional passages in the Bible.
我们来看刚才所读的马太福音二十四章，我们往后看一点点啊，我们没有时间把整章读完。所以我们只能选择一点，二十一节到二十五节。
So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 24, a little further down, verses 21 and 24.
马太福音第二十四章二十一节，因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
Verse 21.For then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will.
若不减少那日子，凡有血气的，总没有一个得救，只是为选民，那日子必减少了。
Unless those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short.
那时，若有人对你们说，基督在这里，或者基督在那里，你们不要信。
And then, if anyone says to you, Behold, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe him.
因为假基督、假先知将要起来显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show you great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect.
看啊，我预先告诉你们了。
And it says here, I'm already telling you.
这讲叫宗教的大迷惑啊！这些假先知、假基督起来，要让我们看见啊！我原来这个基督教的价值观恢复了，原来这个地方可以成为一个基督教的国家，你知道吗？这是假先知、假敌基督、敌基督、假先知要做的事。
And so it says that there will be great tribulation, false Christ and false prophets, and then they will tell and say, Hey, here the kingdom of God is already here. And this is what they will say.
连选民也就迷惑了，很多基督徒今天就是在这样的情形的里面。
And so they will mislead many, and many Christians are in this state today.
我们再看启示录的第十七章。
And then let's take a look at Revelation chapter 17.
启示录是在圣经最后哈，第十七章。
Revelation at the very end of the Bible, chapter 17.
我们看第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
拿着七碗的七位天使中，有一位前来对我说：“我就是这个作者，是那个使徒约翰。你到这里来，我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看。”这个大淫妇就是将来的宗基督教、天主教所有的宗教的大联合。
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke to me. Me is the author of this book as the Apostle John, saying, "Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters." And the great harlot is one is the conglomeration of all the religions.
地上的君王。与他行淫，住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒，因为他是拜偶像嘛，所以他就是淫妇了，就淫乱的酒。
With whom the kings of the earth committed acts of immorality, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her immorality. And this is speaking of the idol worship.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去。我就看见一个女人坐在朱红色的兽上，那兽有七头十脚，遍地有亵渎的名号。
And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous names, having 7 heads and 10 horns.
那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰，手拿金杯，杯中盛满了可憎之物，就是她淫乱的污秽。
The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a gold cup full of abominations and of the unclean things of her immorality.
在她额头上有名写着说，奥秘在大巴比伦做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
And on her forehead a name was written, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth.
我又看见那女人喝醉了，众喝醉了圣徒的血和为基督做见证之人的血，我看见他就大大的惊奇。
And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered greatly.
这位作者都非常稀奇，怎么会是这样的呢？这些不是基督教吗？不是教堂吗？不是教会吗？
And so even the author was greatly perplexed at this sight, because isn't this about the church and the Christians?
他非常的稀奇，竟然发生这样的事。
He was very astonished that this thing could happen.
我没有时间去仔细来解释这段圣经啊。
And so I don't have time to go into detail to explain this passage.
我们都知道啊，在教会刚刚开始的时候，第一个世纪、第二个世纪。
So we all know in the early church in the first and second centuries.
我们都知道啊，刚才所讲的那些教会也好，圣徒们也好，都迫切的盼望。盼望主耶稣基督的第二次降临。
So whether it was the church or the individual Christians, they all fervently waited for the second coming of the Lord.
然后从天上把那个天国带到地上。
For him to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth.
那是一个公平公义的国家。
That is a fair and righteous kingdom.
后来100多年以后，到第四个世纪。
And so 100 or so years later, in the fourth century,
整个罗马帝国就变成了基督教的国家。
The entire Roman Empire became a Christian nation.
当时的基督徒错以为，哇，这不就是天国了吗？
So at that time, the Christians actually mistakenly thought, isn't this the kingdom of heaven?
我们基督徒，基督的教会做到了。
So we Christians, the church, we've accomplished it.
不需要主耶稣基督降临在这个地上。
We don't need the Lord Jesus to come to this earth.
100多年以后。
And then another 100 years later.
罗马帝国的西罗马帝国，它当时分成了两个东罗马、西罗马帝，西罗马和东罗马帝国，西罗马帝国就灭亡了。
And so, that time the Western European, Western Roman Empire, because it was split into Western and Eastern, the Western Empire fell.
就在灭亡，濒临灭亡之际。
So in the midst of that fall,
有个非常伟，被人称为伟大的圣徒，他确实是个非常好的基督徒，叫奥古斯丁。
There was a person who was deemed a saint, and he was a very good Christian. His name was Saint Augustine.
他写了一本书《上帝之城》。
He wrote a book called The City of God.
我们楼下书架上都有这套书《上帝之城》。
The City of God, and we have this book in our library downstairs.
啊，他告诉那些很迷惑的基督徒，其实天国并不在地上，罗马帝国不是那个天国。
And so he wrote to these misled Christians that the kingdom of heaven was not on earth. It was not the Roman Empire.
圣经里面启示录里面讲的那个千年的天国、千年的国度啊，是象征性的。
And so that this millennial kingdom that was written in Revelation is an actuality.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
就在今天的教会的里面。
And it is in the church today.
啊，主耶稣在教会掌权。
Oh, where the Lord Jesus reigns.
这个观点一直到今天还是很多主要的教会的观点。哦，原来这个天国不会来到降在地上的，只是属灵的，就在今天的教会里面已经有了，已经在里面了。
And so this perception that the kingdom of heaven is not going to descend on earth, but rather it's in the church and it's spiritual, is still pervasive today.
我们要问一下，真是这样的吗？
We have to ask ourselves, is this true?
当然有一部分是对的，是属灵的啊。我们也讲了，是不是属世界的？但是非常不完全。
On one hand, it is true there is a spiritual aspect, but this is not complete.
我们大家来看看今天基督教。
So let's take a look at today's
Christianity.
Christianity.
我们都知道全世界今天最大的宗教就是基督教。
So we know today that the largest religion on earth is Christianity.
最新的统计数据，基督徒自称是基督徒的人数是26亿，全世界四分之一还多，对，四分之一还多。全世界80亿人了。
By the latest count, there are about 2.6 billion Christians on earth, which is more than a quarter of the population, which is 8.1 billion.
Right. 在这么大的庞大的人群中，就像圣经说的，是一棵参天大树。
And so this religion is like what the Lord says, it's like a towering tree going into heaven, reaching to heaven.
里边什么东西都有。
There's everything in this tree.
Yeah, 很邪恶的东西也在里面。
There's also evil things in this tree.
就是圣经里面说的拜子那个邪恶的教，都在教会里面。
There's yeah, factions and evil and leaven, they're all in there.
教会为什么四分五裂？到处都是教会，对吧？到处都在称着自己教会，就分门结党。
And there's factions, and you can see that you know there's all these different types of churches everywhere.
我们都知道今天。同性恋在教会里边也越来越盛行，也越来越开始。站在讲台上的是同性恋的牧师，坐在下面就是他的同性恋的妻子或者丈夫，是个男的，是同性的，都在教会里边就是正在发生。今天组织我相信很多美国都是这样的。
And so and another example is that you see homosexuality being more accepted and prevalent in the church. There can be a gay preacher and then his spouse is in the audience.
而且越来越普遍。
It became more common, accepted.
问一下大家，基督能在这样的教会里边掌权吗
？And so let me ask everybody, can Christ reign in such a situation?
神的旨意能够行在他今天的教会里边，如同行在天上吗
？In the church's current condition, can God's will be as it is here, as it is on?
很多教会啊，地上的教会的光景，连人心里边的那个公平正义都达不到。
And so many churches on earth can't even achieve what the human heart thinks of as fairness and righteousness.
更不用说神的圣洁、神的公义。
Let alone God's righteousness and holiness.
所以今天在地上从来就没有出现过天国，人类历史上从来就没有出现过圣经所描写的那个天国。
And so then we can say that the kingdom of heaven, as the Bible describes, has never been on earth.
世界没有。
The world does not have it.
想想特朗普可以给我们带来这样一个天国吗
Do you think that we can bring it?
Can he give us such a kingdom, a golden age?
Yeah. Do you think that we can achieve this golden age ourselves?
或者说美国俄国总统普京能做得到吗
Or do you think that Russia's President Putin can achieve such a thing?
或者说中国的总统习近平他能够给这个地上带来一个这样的国度吗？
Or can Chinese President Xi bring in such a kingdom?
那么教会呢
Then what about the church?
教会也同样不能够
The church also likewise cannot bring this kingdom.
看看中世纪上千年的黑暗
You take a look at the dark ages in the medieval history.
看看清教徒在美国所留下来的东西
And look at what the Puritans have left in America.
看看今天教会的光景怎么可能国度就已经在我们的中间了如此圣洁完美的
Take a look at the church's condition today and how can we say that the kingdom is here and that is perfect
为什么
Why
为什么会这样
Why is it like this
圣经早就告诉我们了
The Bible has already told us
这地上没有一个义人连一个也没有
It is written that there's no one righteous not even one
都亏去了神的荣耀我们的弟兄在讲台上星期五晚上讲的都亏去了神的荣耀
And as our brothers spoke on Friday night all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God
但是我们的问题就是主耶稣不是已经成就了那个救赎了吗
But then the issue comes isn't it that the Lord Jesus already completed the redemption of humanity
在座的如果你只要相信耶稣基督你就白白的称义了
So that if you believe in the Lord Jesus, then you will become, you are justified.
Right. 你不需要做任何事情，你就可以得到永生，只要相信他。
You don't have to do anything in order to receive eternal life. You just have to believe.
但是我们忽略一件事，我们传福音没有仔细讲，就是我们的那个老我，那个人的罪性、人性还在我们的里面。
But there's something that we don't often go into details when preaching the gospel is that our sinful nature is still here.
其实你信主耶稣也好，你甚至现在不信也好，其实我们都会不断地产生出圣经所说的罪。
So whether you are a believer or not, the Bible says that you will continually manifest the sinful nature.
而教会里边的绝大部分基督徒，绝大多数基督徒。
And so in the church today, the majority of Christians.
我们仍然信主以后，在教会里边仍然我行我素，就是 do whatever.
Yeah, even after we believe, we still have this attitude of I will do what I want.
Right. 教会就是由这样的。弟兄姊妹组成的，他确实是基督徒，也得救了，也有永生。
And so the church is made up of brothers and sisters like this. They are truly saved, and they have eternal, and they have been redeemed.
但是在这样的人身上，我们的主能够掌权吗
？But then on this type of person, can the Lord have authority? Can he reign?
主的旨意能够行在天上，就行在我们这些每一个这样的人，这样的基督徒的心里面吗
？Can the Lord's heavenly will be accomplished in someone, in the heart of someone like us?
所以主耶稣说过一句话。
The Lord Jesus had this word.
主耶稣说：“离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
He said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
离了主，我们什么都不能做。
Apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
我们也许心是好的，我们要建造一个天国在地上。
Maybe we have a good heart and we want to build this kingdom of heaven on earth.
所带出来的结果一定是更令我们感到迷惑。
But the result is that it will further lead us astray.
更让我们感到。非常的稀奇，怎么会是这样的结局
？And then it will further lead us into this to be perplexed. How can we be in such a state？
刚才我们所念的启示录这一段，还有马太福音这一段，就告诉我们，在最后一段时间，有敌基督、有假先知会出现在这个地上。
And so in the passages that we read in Matthew and Revelation, it tells us there will be fake Christ and fake prophets.
因为他们太有能力了，行大奇事啊，大神迹。
And they will be able to produce great signs and wonders.
所以很多人，包括基督徒在内，都会被迷惑了。
So then many people, including Christians, will be led astray.
你知道，宗教是这个社会啊，不管是什么信、什么宗教，都是教人为善嘛，对吧？我们都说的一信教哦，那是教人为善的宗教，对吧？所有宗教都有这一个特点。
See that all religions on earth always have this common theme is that they want to teach men to do good.
但是最后我们看到这个所谓教人行善的这个宗教大联合所带出来的却是一个大淫妇。
But you see at the very end, this religion that is supposed to teach men to do good is actually a harlot.
启示录第十七章已经告诉我们，住在地上的人都喝醉了，他所给我们的那个酒杯，每个人都醉了。哇，真是这样的，这个真好，敌基督就一定能做到这些，让每个人都觉得哇，这太好了。
And it tells us in Revelation that all the people of the earth have been, are drunk on this drink of that, oh, they were so good. And they have become drunk and really like this idea.
而那些真正盼望耶稣基督降临，天国降临的人，却被他们所屠杀了。
And those who in actuality are true to the kingdom of God, those they were murdered.
所以这位作者，启示录作者非常稀奇，这不是要叫人行善，叫人做好吗？要做成一个公平社会、公平公义的社会吗？怎么现在那些那么好的人，却反而被他们屠杀了
？And so that's why the author of Revelation was perplexed. Isn't this religion was supposed to be teaching men to be good and do good things? How could they then in turn murder those murder the good people?
圣经让我们看见乌托邦从那个巴别塔。挪亚洪水以后的巴别塔开始，最终的结局就是那座城巴比伦那个城。
And so the Bible tells us that the result of this utopia that started from the Tower of Babel after Noah's flood ends in the result of this great Babylon.
不管你是从世界的世俗的角度来做，或者从宗教、从基督教的结局来做，最终的结局就是那个大巴比伦，那个大淫妇。
Whether you start from the point of the secular world or from Christianity, in the end, by your own work, it ends with the great city of Babylon.
所以主耶稣说，在末后的时候必有大灾难，要把所有这些东西都会烧尽了。
And so that's why the Lord says at the very end of days there will be a great tribulation to burn up all of this.
主耶稣说从世界有的那天都没有这样大的灾难，以后也没有。
And the Lord says that since the beginning of the world, there has never been such a tribulation, nor will there ever be.
那么我们就要问一个问题，那以后是什么？
So then we have to ask this question, what is the future?
大灾难以后又是什么？
What happens after the Great Tribulation?
好，我们一起来看，回到我们今天所看的马太福音第二十四章。
Let's return back to Matthew chapter 24.
二十四章三十节到三十一节。
Chapter 24, verses 30 to 31.
这是大灾难，神把借着灾难把人所建造的所有东西都毁灭了。
This is after the great tribulation, after the Lord has used the tribulation to burn up all of the man's works.
我记得当时我在中国的时候，在外滩，上海的外滩那个最繁华的地方，就像美国的那个 Times Square 一样。
Okay, so I remember when I was in China in Shanghai and there. So I saw all of that area and then I thought to myself, one day this is all going to burn.
Times Square 也是一样的，时代广场，纽约的时代广场。我们一进到时代广场，是不是觉得晚上看到那夜景，哇，太漂亮了，拿着照相机、手机到处照，对吧？
And Times Square will also have the same fate. But when we see Times Square, sometimes we think, oh, it's so beautiful with all the lights.
但你知道吗？将来有一天，这些东西全部都被烧掉。
But do you know that in the end, all of that will be destroyed?
那么换成的是什么？
But what will replace it?
我们来看第二十九节哈。
Let's look at verse 29.
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光。众星要从天上，这二十九节哈，没关系，把二十九节读了。然后呢，众星要从天上坠落，天赐都要震动。
So verse 29, but immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子。有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。
And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory.
他要差遣使者用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方从天这边到天那边都召聚了来。
And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other.
这是讲到大灾难以后，耶稣要降临在这个地上。然后再看第四章。
And this is speaking of after the great tribulation when the Lord Jesus returns to this earth. So then let's turn to chapter 4.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应当悔改。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这是主耶稣一开始出来就传讲的福音，直到今天这个福音仍然在那里。主耶稣一开始就出来这么讲，天国近了，我们人都应当悔改。
So this was the gospel that the Lord Jesus preached starting from the very beginning up until now, is that repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们再看看旧约有一地方看看天国，主耶稣要从天上带下来的天国的样子，在以赛亚书第十一章。
And so let's take a look at the Old Testament with description of what does the kingdom of heaven look like.
圣经里边好多描述天国的，我们就看一小段。
So in the Bible, there are many descriptions of the kingdom of heaven. We're just going to take a peek at one of them.
我们就看第六节到第九节。
From Isaiah 11:6-9.
以赛亚书第十一章第六节，豺狼必与绵羊同居，豹子与山羊同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊，并肥畜同群，肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们。
Isaiah 11:6. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them.
牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草，如与牛一样。
Also, the cow and the bear will graze, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox.
吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴孩必按手在毒蛇的鞋上。
The nursing child will play by the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den.
在我的圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一般。
They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
我们这个以赛亚书描述的，让我们感到很吃惊，怎么会这样的一个情形呢？哈。
And so this description in Isaiah made us wonder how could this happen? How could this be?
好像是万物都和谐了。
Seems that all of creation is in peace together.
今天我们看到动物世界，狮子怎么可能和这些流出放在一起呢？对不对？熊、狼这些都是食肉动物，一定会吃那些羊羔，那些甚至孩子也是哈。但是天国的时代，这一切都和谐了。
And so we look at the animal kingdom today, and we will wonder how can a wolf and a lamb, a leopard and young goat, and a cow and a bear be together because one is prey and one is predator. But in the kingdom of heaven, all things will be at peace.
这就是主耶稣降临的时候，天国降在地上，就是弟兄刚才所带领的那首诗歌。当那个城降落的时候，万物都公平，都和平。
And so this is the kingdom of heaven, just like in the hymn that we were saying earlier. When the kingdom of heaven and Christ comes, the kingdom will bring peace and justice and righteousness.
所以耶稣基督还有国度天国的降临啊，这是神的应许。
And so the return of the Lord Jesus and the coming of the kingdom of heaven, this is God's promise.
首先，它是对得胜者的应许。
First, it is a promise to the overcomers.
啊，我们都知道我们这些。基督徒，我们得救，信耶稣得救是白白的恩典。
So we all know that Christians, this salvation that we receive is a free grace.
我们但是呢，因为我们的罪还在，罪性还在我们的里面，我们还会生出罪来。
But because we still have our sinful nature, we will still sin.
这个都不可怕。
This is not something to be scared of.
只要我们不我行我素。Do whatever I want.
And if I do whatever I want,
我们向着自己放下自己的这些意志
and if we put down our own will,
就是我们常说的，我们死了，向着神，我们死了
And so it's often what we say that I believe in God, and so I am dead.
我们把里面那个耶稣的生命活出来
And instead, we live out the life of Christ.
圣经说，这样的人能够活出耶稣基督生命的人，他就是得胜的人。
And so the Bible says that those who can live out the life of Christ, these are the overcomers.
神在圣经里边应许这些得胜的基督徒，将来有一天要在天国里边与他一同掌权一千年。
And so the Lord promises in the Bible that those to those overcomers, that he who overcomes will rule over the nations for 1,000 years.
所以天国的降临是神对这些得胜基督徒的一个奖赏。
And so the coming of the kingdom is a reward for these overcomers.
这是神的应许。
And this is God's promise.
神也同时应许以色列人。
And so at the same time, God also promises to the Israelites.
在耶利米书第33章说，日子将到。
And in Jeremiah chapter 33, it says the days are coming.
还要在以色列犹大家兴起一位来掌王权的人。
And that he will.Bring forth a complete branch of David.
他是公义的苗裔。
And this is a righteous branch.
他在地上要施行的是什么？是公义、公平。
And what will he accomplish on earth? He will execute justice and righteousness.
今天我们的地上国家没有一个国家是公平的。
So there is no kingdom or nation here on earth together that's completely fair.
更谈不上公义。
Let alone completely righteous.
就稍微仔细去看看美国的政府。今天不是爱普斯坦的那个 file 要那个 Epstein 的 file 要那个 open 嘛，就是爱普斯坦的那个档案要公开，我们会知道美国政府、美国高那个精英们那些藏污纳垢的东西太多了。
So take for example the U.S. leaders, you know, there's the documents Epstein file that is going to be released that are threatening to reveal all of the leaders' ugly secrets.
同样，在中国。那些贪污腐败的多么肮脏，不管政府讲的多好， 但是里边所带出来的人体器官的移植也好，还是那些贪污腐败，那简直是太可怕了。
And same thing in China with the corrupt officials. No matter how lovely their words are, when their deeds are exposed, you see all the dirty secrets, and it's really quite terrifying.
所以啊，神应许以色列国家，他将来在这个地上，他要施行公义啊，公平。
And so the Lord promised Israelites that He would execute a just and righteousness on earth.
神也应许地上的所有国家，包括美国、中国、印度在内。都应许对他们有同样的应许。
And so the Lord also promises to all the nations on earth, whether America, China, or India, He has this promise to the nations.
神要在他们中间施行审判。
That He will judge between the nations.
要断定是非。
And then He will render decisions.
我们知道今天美国纽约联合国大厦的门口有一堵墙。
And you know that in New York, in the United Nations, there's this wall.
就是以赛亚书所说的，要把镰刀打成啊，要把那个刀啊，要把什么样？要把刀打成犁头，要把那个枪打成镰刀。
So on the wall is inscribed from Isaiah that they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.
所以今天你要到美国联合国去，就联合国总部去，他都有的时候他会重要的客人会送你一个雕塑，就是一个剑要被打成镰刀的样子。
So if you visit the United Nations headquarters in New York, sometimes they'll give you a little parting gift, which is like a sword that's being hammered into a plowshare.
因为国与国之间有了一个仲裁者，不是联合国，是我们的主。
And because now there is a intermediary between all the nations, which is our Lord.
而且神不光是对列国有应许，对以色列有应许，对基督徒中的得胜者应许，神对。宇宙的万事万，地上的万事万物也有应许。
And so the Lord not only has promises to the nations, to the Israelites, to the overcoming Christians, but also to the universe and creation.
Yeah, 神在罗马书第八章这么讲到说受造之物啊，今天受辖制就是受罪恶的辖制，他们都切切的盼望神子的降临，神儿众子的降临。
And so that it says in Romans that the creation which has been groaning longs for the coming of the kingdom.
Right. 我们都知道天国和主耶稣基督的降临不光是神的应许。
So then we know that the kingdom of heaven and the coming of the Lord Jesus is not just a promise.
也是神的心意。
It is God's will.
我们知道在以弗所书这样讲到以第一章说要照日期所安排的。
And so in Ephesians it says that according to the fullness of time.
Right. 天上的和地上的要在基督的里面怎么样？同归于一。
That all things in heaven and earth will be summed up in Christ.
天上和地上要同归于一。
That everything will be summed up together.
从来在这个地上就没有出现过。
And this has never been done before in heaven.
从亚当夏娃开始。
Starting from Adam and Eve.
撒旦就辖制了这个世界。
Satan has ruled this world.
地上从来没有公平公义。
So the world has never seen truth.
我们这所有的人，不管你信耶稣也好，不信耶稣也好，心里边总都盼望有一个公平公义出现在这个地上。
So whether you believe or you don't believe, you do. Everyone has the desire to see justice and righteousness on this earth.
我们心里边一旦受到不公平的待遇，一旦有人开车插了我们的道，我们都心里是非常愤怒，因为这个做的不对。
And so whenever we encounter unfairness or unrighteousness, for example, if someone cuts you off and, while you're driving, you can feel very angry because that was not fair.
但是国度的时代，你知道那个迷惑我们这些人的，辖制我们这个撒旦被关起来了。
But do you know that during the kingdom, the time of the kingdom, the Satan, the one who has been ruling us, will be bound.
他会关到无底坑里边，不让他出来迷惑这个地上的人。
And so he will be bound and thrown into an abyss, and he can no longer mislead the world.
所以主耶稣来到地上，成为和平的君王。
And so when the Lord Jesus comes on earth, he is the Prince of Peace.
圣经说他的宝座是公平公义。
And the Bible says that his throne is righteousness and justice.
所以当这个公平公义，他统治也是他的那个施行，也是在地上施行公平公义。
And so that he will accomplish on earth also that is.
这就会大家一下就明白以赛亚书说的全世界，地球上万事万物都和谐了的 原因，因为都公平了，你今天吃肉也是不公平的，你总是有人死，总是有动物死嘛。但是到那一天，一切都公平正义了。
And so how is this accomplished? And you can see from the Bible in Isaiah, it says, for the earth will be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So everything will be just and fair. Because even today, when you eat meat, there's unfairness in it because something had to die for you to eat.
圣经说啊，耶和华的热心必成就这事。
But in the kingdom, then the animals all in unity together. And so this is the...
This is
accomplished through the zealousness of the Lord.
主耶稣一出来告诉门徒，你们应该这样祷告，愿你的国降临。
And so that's why the Lord said that you should pray this, that pray for thy kingdom come.
你知道，当使徒约翰在写那个启示录的时候，写到最后，他被这个国度降临感动了。他说：“主耶稣，我愿意你快来。
”And so you know that the Apostle John, as he was seeing this kingdom, he was moved, and so his final words were, "Come, Lord Jesus."
然后保罗在他最后的时候，他也说了同样的话。那些渴慕主耶稣啊来的人，爱慕主耶稣显现的人，必能够得到公义的冠冕，就是可以进天国。
And so Paul also had a similar saying, is that for those who have love for his appearing, that they would be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
然后彼得在他最后的时候也说了类似的话。
And then Peter in his final words also said something similar.
彼得说啊，不是主单言。
Peter said that it's not that the Lord delays.
不是主单言，是因为他宽容我们。
But it's because he is patient with us.
愿意人人都悔改。
For all to come to repentance.
所以今天我们要问的，谁可以进到这个天国？
So then today we need to ask, who can enter into this kingdom?
谁能进到天国？
Who can enter the kingdom?
马太福音把天国的条件给我们列出来了。
And so Matthew outlined the qualifications for entering the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们去看马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章，你一定会有一个感觉。
And so if you look at
没有人可以进到天国。
Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, and so on, you can have this feeling that nobody can enter this kingdom.
要求太高了。
The requirements are too high.
你们要完全像天父上帝完全一样，怎么可能？
You must be perfect as your heavenly father is perfect. How can this be?
你心里边想到奸淫的事情，你就犯奸淫了。
If you have a lustful thought in your heart, then you've already committed adultery.
别人打你的右脸，你把左脸都给他去打。
If someone strikes you on the right cheek, you give him the left cheek to strike.
要爱你的仇敌。
You have to love your enemies.
你知道当时我在还没有信耶稣的时候，我看到这段，我心里气愤填膺啊！怎么可能写这样的话呢？
And so before I became a Christian, when I read these words, I was very enraged. How can someone write these words?
没有人可以做得到这些。
Nobody can accomplish these things.
谁可以做得到？
Who can live up to this?
只有一个人可以。
Only one.
我们的主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus.
他你知道吗？他来到地上，他做了好几件事情。第一件事，他告诉人说，天一开始就告诉人说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So when Lord Jesus came to earth, he did many things, but one of the first things that he said was to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
第二件事情他做的。
The second thing he did.
他在地上活了30年的时间，为什么要活30年？
And so he lived about 30 years on the earth, and why?
他就想要给这个世界上的人证明有一个人。有一个生命可以完全做得到马太福音所讲的那些。
He wanted to testify to the men on the earth that there was someone who could fulfill all these qualifications in Matthew.
所以他是合乎天国的天国的条件的。
So he is the standard for the kingdom of heaven.
这个还不够。
But this is not enough.
然后呢，他要把全在最后的时候，他把全人类的罪都归到他的身上。
At the very end, he bore all of the world's sins on himself.
然后被钉死在十字架上。
And then he was crucified on the cross.
3天复活。
He was raised after 3 days.
他向世界证明了他的生命不光是一个圣洁的生命，他的生命也是一个胜过罪、胜过死的生命。
And so he wanted to testify to all that his life was not only one that was a holy life, but it was one that was victorious over death and sin.
主耶稣把他的生命，一个圣洁、完全合乎天国的生命，展现在世人的面前。然后呢，他又在十字架上，这死和复活又告诉我们，这个生命是胜过罪和死的生命。
And so he was a testimony of what a holy life was. one that could enter into the kingdom, and then he was a testimony of being a victor over death and sin.
所以我们这些人要进天国，要分两步。
And so if we today want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, there are two steps.
第一步。
First.
我们先悔改。
We need to repent.
在神的面前认我们是个罪人。
To acknowledge before God that we are a sinner.
我们接受耶稣基督为我们的救主。
That we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
神就把这个主耶稣的这个生命，圣洁的生命，胜过罪和死的生命，放在我们的里面。
And so then the Lord Jesus' life, His holy life, the life that is victorious over sin and death, is now in us.
当这个生命进到我们的里面，你知道你得到一个东西。
And you know that once that life enters into us, we have gained something.
我们不光有永远的生命了，还是永生了。
Not only eternal life.
而且这个生命是个入场券，入场券，一个 ticket to the wedding， 就是一个非常华丽的一个婚宴的一个入场券。
Okay, and so it's not only eternal life, but now we have gained a ticket to this, very valuable ticket to this wedding.
你知道有的婚宴啊，不是谁都可以去参加别人的婚宴的。
To a wedding banquet, you know that not everyone can be allowed to enter a wedding banquet.
前段时间亚马逊的那个 CEO 那个，他不是在这个 Venice 来就结婚了。
So you know recently, Jeff Bezos had a wedding in Venice, Italy.
你知道那个地方是非常豪华的，不是只有被邀请的人才可以去，把那个威尼斯人气坏了，跑到城市弄得乱七八糟的。
You know that it was a big event with an invitation only, and it actually enraged the locals because they created a mess everywhere.
那种地上的这个婚宴，但是将来有一天天主耶稣降临的那个婚宴啊，我们必须要拿到那个邀请函才可能进去。
And that's an earthly wedding, but you know the wedding banquet of the Lord, we can only enter if we have a ticket.
Right.这个邀请函就是我们里面要有主耶稣基督的那个生命。
And the invitation is the life of the Lord Jesus.
这第一步还不够。
But just the first step is not enough.
Right. 光是有那个邀请函是不够的。
Just to have an invitation is not enough.
我们都知道，我们悔改就得到了那个生命了。
We all know that once we repent, we have this life.
然后基督徒一生都要悔改。
But as Christians, we need to repent.For a lifetime.
悔改是我们一生的事。
It's something that we do throughout our life.
我们有中间有个姊妹，每次跟我们分享，就告诉我们你们要悔改，你们要悔改。我都听了很多次，我不知道弟兄姊妹知道我在讲什么吗？每一次跟我们分享就是要悔改。
There's a sister that every time we fellowship and share, she tells us and reminds us that we need to repent.
我意识到悔改是个基督徒一生，甚至每天都要做的事情。
And so this is something that a Christian needs to do and do daily.
因为我们的罪性会发作，会犯罪。
Because our sinful nature will manifest and will cause us to sin.
我们必须要来到神的面前，求他借着耶稣基督的宝血洁净我们。
So we need to come before God and use the blood of Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us.
所以慢慢的可以活出耶稣基督的那个圣洁的生命。
So that we can live out this holy life of the Lord Jesus.
圣经描述这样的人就像穿了一件。礼服。
And the Bible describes this as someone who has put on the wedding attire.
Yeah, wedding attire, exactly. 这件礼服拿着那个邀请函，我们就可以进到天国了。
And so with the invitation and the wedding attire, then we can enter into the kingdom and the banquet.
你拿着那个邀请函，如果一身脏兮兮的进到我们主耶稣基督的婚宴上，他会把你从中间抓出来，不让你进去的。是圣经告诉我们。
The Bible does tell us that if you have an invitation but you are not dressed appropriately or dirty, you will not be allowed into the banquet.
这个礼服就是耶稣基督他的生命在我们的身上越来越显明出来。
And so this wedding attire is the life of the Lord Jesus that is becoming more apparent in us.
我们主耶稣第一次来的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus came the first time.
确实的确这个天国已经隐藏在教会里面了。
It is true that the kingdom of heaven was hidden in the church.
其实为什么隐藏？
Why was it hidden?
他在不断地预备天国的国民。
Because he is unceasingly preparing in heaven.
预备每一个人都能够穿上那个礼服。
So that everybody can put on this wedding attire.
可以进到天国。
To enter into the kingdom.
当他第二次再来的时候。
And so when he comes again a second time.
世界的末日。
at the end of the world.
地上人所造的一切的东西，包括教会所造的一切东西，啊，我们觉得哇，那是世界遗产。我去那个，啊，就圣彼得大教堂，就是那个 那地方的多精美的那些一个世界的那个历史的遗产，全部都要被烧掉，一件都不剩。
So when he comes again, everything that was built by man, Christians and built by Christians included, for example, like the great St. Peter's Cathedral, is so grand and magnificent, all of that will have been destroyed.
然后天国降临全地。
And so then the kingdom of heaven will come to the earth.
一千年。
And for 1,000 years.
我们这些基督徒，我们有耶稣基督的生命会复活的。
Those of us who have the Lord Jesus, we will be resurrected.
没有信主的，赶快信，要有那个可以胜过罪和死亡的生命，可以复活，有份于天国。
And so those who have not believed, we urge you to believe so that you have an opportunity to be cleansed of sin and to be forgiven and to have this eternal life and to be resurrected.
然后一生的悔改，让我们有机会穿上那个礼服，可以进到天国。
And to repent in our lifetime so that we have the opportunity to put on this wedding attire and enter into the kingdom of God.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you.
我们在这个地上，我们所盼望的。
That our hope on this earth.
乃是你的儿子耶稣基督第二次再来。
Is the second coming of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
并让这个天国从天降临。
And so that the kingdom of heaven can come onto earth.
这是你亲手建造、亲手经营的。
This is something that you personally have been.
巴不得在座的每一个人都能够有份于这个天国。
And we pray that everyone sitting here would have a portion in this kingdom.
还在寻求的，帮助我们这些福音的朋友们早日得到主耶稣的生命。
For those who are still searching, we ask that you would be with the gospel friends so that they would quickly find the life of the Lord.
对于我们已经得到耶稣基督那个圣洁生命的人。
And for those of us who already have life of the Lord Jesus.
可以胜过啊，我们原来有的那个亚当那个老旧的我行我素的生命。
Would we have victory over this old Adam life?
因为这个是主耶稣的生命是胜过罪的生命。
Because the life of the Lord Jesus is one that has been victorious over sin.
将来有一天要复活。
And will in the end bring resurrection.
我们带着这个生命就能够进到这个城这个国里。
And so with this life, we can enter into the city and into the kingdom.
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.